Earlier this year, President Bush signed the new education bill. The so-called No Child Left Behind bill requires that states adopt and assess academic standards. Federal funds for public schools are tied to these rules. Wisconsin adopted model academic standards in 1998, and students have been taking paper and pencil tests in subjects like math, science, social studies, and reading. But so far, they haven't been tested on the language arts skills of speaking, listening, and participating in discussion. That will change starting in September. Fourth and eighth grade teachers will be required to observe and rate students in oral communication. Eau Claire's executive director for instructional services is Lori Hittman. She says the threat of the state losing millions of dollars has districts like hers quickly moving resources into staff development.
Because right now, to be honest, there are few fourth and eighth grade teachers that even know about this requirement, because we just were in service about it ourselves the end of July. So we're operating on a very, very short timeline to really get this up and running for this school year.
The new window for testing language skills runs from September 18th through November 22nd. The Department of Public Instruction has provided some scoring guides, or rubrics, for teachers to use. Lori Hittman says to rank participation in class, teachers will assess whether students can ask relevant questions.
Use appropriate eye contact. Use appropriate strategies to keep a discussion going. Reflect on ideas and opinions of others and then respond thoughtfully. Ask for clarification and then also be able to summarize information conveyed during the discussion.
Lori Hittman says there is some flexibility associated with the new tests. Local districts will decide how many assessments to make before turning in a student's score on any of these skills. In fourth grade, for example, they'll test speaking skills that include reading aloud and articulation. While the new scoring guides are supposed to eliminate subjectivity, there are differences between boys and girls that can show up in the way they ask questions. Alice Ridge taught speech and listening for 19 years at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. She says boys tend to ask very specific questions.
But girls want to see a connectedness. You know, why are we doing this? Well, what do you suppose will happen next? And, you know, this kind of questioning they would ask, whereas the boys tend to ask, did this happen or didn't this? Yes or no? Now, in the end, there is no great difference in scoring. But the paths that boys and girls take to reach a conclusion are different.
Besides speaking and participation in discussion, fourth and eighth grade students will be graded on listening skills. The DPI's oral language standards explanation says listening is the most used and least understood of the communication skills. Yet students spend more than half their time in school listening. Alice Ridge says students who score poorly on listening skills don't realize they make a decision on whether to listen or not.
Over the years, students have always argued, no, I didn't choose, I really wanted to listen. And I would say, well, what were you thinking just now? Oh, well, I was worried about my flat tire or something like that. Well, obviously, you are not choosing to listen. So it's pretty much a choice.
However, Ridge says the amount of noise in a classroom or the teacher's ability to engage students can make a difference in how well students listen. Eau Claire is one of 20 large school districts that will be training their own teachers on how to assess these skills. For smaller districts that are scrambling to get ready for the new tests, educators at regional CESA offices will provide some help. In Cadott, in Chippewa County, Jane Dietz is assessment coordinator. She wants to make sure students understand what their teachers are assessing.
Hopefully they'll share those rubrics with the students so they're aware of what's being assessed, and then I envision at the end of the class period or at some point within a short time of that class period, the teacher would then score students on that particular skill.
Once the results are in, district comparisons will reveal whether the state is meeting the model academic standards. However, Eau Claire's Lori Hittman says it's too early to know what will happen once the results are in.
Well, at this point, I think we're so focused, to be honest, on gearing up and getting ready for our local assessment in this area that we haven't discussed what the implications would be if we had a large percentage of students that either scored at the minimal or basic level.
But for sure, the Department of Public Instruction will be monitoring the results, since parents in schools that fail to meet certain federal standards will have the right to send their students to other schools or get free tutoring. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.